This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
I'm ready to talk.
I wasn't even allowed to have that conversation with you.
They answered every question, 99.999.
Now some of Meghan Markle's closest friends come to her defense to say she's not a mean girl.
Then he worked for Trump. The shocking new arrest.
He was allegedly still working in the administration with top secret security clearance.
And spring break super spreader. No masks. Packed in tight. Then actress Felicity Huffman. The new book that reveals why she got involved in the college admissions scandal.
She was very open about having mommy guilt and feeling like she was a terrible mom.
Plus.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The TV food host who says eating all that food almost killed him.
Waking up in an operating room, what's going on?
And how you can make family photos of your long-gone ancestors come alive.
This is one of my great-grandfather.
Whoa!
The marvel you've got to see to believe.
Oh, wow. She's so beautiful.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Even before Meghan Markle's royal wedding, Oprah Winfrey was trying to lock her down for an interview. And in a clip that's just been released from the blockbuster sit-down, it's revealed that Meghan says, as a royal, she felt pressure to stay silent. Here's Amber Cagliano.
Meghan Markle is revealing why she decided to break her silence and speak to Oprah.
I just want to say that I called you either February or March 2018 before the wedding, asking, would you please give me an interview? And you said, I'm sorry, it's not the right time. And finally, we get to sit down and have this conversation.
Yeah. Well, I remember that conversation very well. I wasn't even allowed to have that conversation with you personally. Right? There had to be people from the comp sitting there.
There were other people in the room when I was having that conversation.
Yeah,
you turned me down nicely and said, perhaps there will be another time when there's the right time.
Oprah attended the fairy tale royal wedding when Meghan married Prince Harry in 2018. In this newly released clip from her big interview airing Sunday on CBS, Meghan tells Oprah she now feels liberated.
What is right about this time?
Well, so many things that we're on the other side of a lot of life experience that's happened, and also that we have the ability to make our own choices in a way that I couldn't have said yes to you then. That wasn't my choice to make. So as an adult who lived a really independent life, to then go into this construct that is different than I think what people imagine it to be. It's really liberating to be able to have the right and the privilege in some ways to be able to say yes.
And to say it for yourself. And not to have to consult with anybody at this point.
Yeah, to be able to just make a choice on your own and just be able to speak for yourself.
They answered every question, 99.999, and any questions that they didn't answer, they explain why they didn't answer, so you get a sense of that.
The Daily Mail's Charlie Langston.
However, this will definitely become one of the
biggest events in royal history and certainly sit alongside the death of Princess Diana and the abdication of King Edward.
Meghan continues to be bashed for doing the interview. Now she's fighting shocking accusations that when she was in the royal family, she was a mean girl who bullied her staff and brought them to tears. Now some of her closest friends are coming to her defense, saying that's not the Meghan they know. Her TV husband on Suits, Patrick J. Adams, is lashing out. It's obscene that the royal family, whose newest member is currently growing inside of her, is promoting and amplifying accusations of bullying against a woman who herself was basically forced to flee the UK. Another friend, actress Janina Gamankar, says, here's what she is, kind, strong, open. Here's what she's not, a bully. Even Vice President Kamala Harris's niece, Mina Harris, is getting involved. Keep Meghan Markle's name out of your damn mouth. You are racist, she tweeted. Chrissy Teigen has this to say, these people won't stop until she miscarries.
Meghan is incredibly popular here in America, and I think there is a hugely different view between America and the UK.
Others say Meghan and Harry should quit whining, considering their beautiful lifestyle that most people would envy.
Once the interview airs here Sunday night, CBS has licensed the right to air it in more than 70 different countries. He ended up on an FBI Most Wanted poster for his alleged role in the January 6th assault on the Capitol. Well, it turns out he used to work for Donald Trump. A political appointee with a top secret clearance is now charged with beating a police officer.
It was one of the most violent battles in the January 6th assault on the Capitol. The mob attacking police officers in a tunnel that led directly to the Capitol building. One officer screaming in pain was crushed in a doorway. The FBI honed in on this guy in a green jacket and red MAGA hat as one of the leaders of the assault. His face was plastered on a wanted poster along with other at-large suspects. Yesterday, they got their guy, and his identity is a genuine shocker. His name is Federico Klein, and get this, he was a political appointee in the Trump administration working at the U.S. State Department.
He was allegedly still working in the administration with top secret security clearance at the time.
Klein also worked on Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
We need new soldiers to the front!
Authorities say images from police body cam footage show Klein charging at the cops, attacking them with a stolen riot shield, and using it to block officers from shutting a door.
This is just absolutely despicable. Someone who puts their hand on the Bible, swears allegiance to the U.S. Constitution, and then picks up a weapon and goes against a U.S. Capitol police officer to try and overturn that Constitution. It just absolutely shocks the conscience.
After the insurrection, Klein reportedly returned to work at the State Department. He resigned on January 19th, the day before President Biden's inauguration. Now he's charged with unlawful entry and violent and disorderly conduct.
With $40 round-trip flights and white sand beaches, it's proving awfully hard for spring breakers to resist the lure of South Florida. The state has largely been open during COVID, but people are still getting sick and still dying from the virus. And with a contagious variant in the state, Florida officials are sounding worried about what's to come.
Oh, yeah, baby!
It's spring break during the pandemic. These party-hardy spring breakers are packing bars and beaches in South Florida, regardless of the risk or the warnings. There's hardly a mask in sight. This video was streamed live on social media, encouraging other students across America to come on down just as the fight against the pandemic hangs in the balance.
Are you guys hungover or no?
Yes.
And three girlfriends posted this video diary of their spring break escapades in South Florida.
It's kind of like an escape from reality, and it almost feels as if it does.
doesn't exist here. We just miss the way life used to be.
Yes.
The LA County Public Health Director issued this plea. Spring travel can lead to another surge that frankly would be almost impossible to tolerate. Please postpone travel. We spoke with infectious disease expert Dr. William Schaffner.
This is an environment, this spring break environment, that could rapidly spread the virus and reintroduce it to many college campuses across the country.
Another potential super spreader, the NBA All-Star Game, is being played in Atlanta Sunday, and the city's mayor is asking people to stay away. This is a made-for-TV event only, and people shouldn't travel to Atlanta to party. Despite the warnings, Atlanta's bars and restaurants are planning for big crowds. The pace of vaccinations is ramping up, hitting 2 million a day for the first time. But Detroit's Mayor Mike Duggan is actually turning down a shipment of 6,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Moderna and Pfizer are the best, and I am going to do everything I can to make sure the residents of the city of Detroit get the best.
There's no second-rate vaccine. You know what the best vaccine is? The one that's available for you today. Roll up your sleeve and get it.
And New Yorkers are going back to the movies. Theaters are reopening this weekend for the first time in a year. Just 50 people per screening, but it's a start.
A total of 16 states have now relaxed their mask mandates. It was 2 years ago next week that federal agents broke open the college admissions scandal, resulting in dozens of parents facing criminal charges and actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman landing behind bars. Now the case is the subject of a new Netflix film and a new book, whose author contends that mommy guilt may have motivated Felicity Huffman's actions.
The college admissions scandal rocked the nation.
We're here today to announce charges in the largest college admissions scam ever prosecuted by the Department of Justice.
Now it's being re-examined in a new Netflix docudrama, Operation Varsity Blues. It combines real interviews and news footage with reenactments of actual recorded conversations between the scam's mastermind, Rick Singer, and his A-list clients.
I've never had an issue with this.
Like some article comes out that the polo team is selling seats into the school for $250,000.
Well, no, because she's a water polo player.
But she's not.
Singer is played by actor Matthew Modine, and the makeup job is pretty amazing. He looks just like Rick Singer. The documentary dives deep into the federal investigation that led to Hollywood stars Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman and other wealthy parents serving time in prison for paying their children's way into college. The Netflix special comes on the heels of a new book on the investigation, Guilty Admissions.
I think as long as college admissions remains, I think we're going to see parents trying to find whatever angle they can to get their kids in.
Author Nicole Laporte says her reporting found that some of the parents did struggle with a moral dilemma for what they were doing, especially Felicity Huffman.
She was very open about having mommy guilt and feeling like she was a terrible mom. Both of her kids were diagnosed with learning disabilities early on, so I think she always felt like it was harder for her kids.
Some of the issues go back to her days on the hit TV show Desperate Housewives, which made her a star.
She was very busy. You know, she talks about when she went to audition for Desperate Housewives, she had to leave the house and her kids were in the bathtub and they were toddlers and they were crying. And so she talks a lot about moments like that where you really do believe her that she really had a hard time being a mother. And, you know, this was one thing she wanted to get right. And ironically, it was not at all right.
Ms. Huffman, anything you want to...
Huffman ended up serving 11 days of a 14-day prison sentence and completing 250 hours of community service. Now, Gee Whiz technology that had the Mona Lisa moving her lips, and millions are using it to bring long-lost relatives seemingly back to life. So we decided to check it out.
Deep nostalgia is sweeping the nation. Millions of Americans are submitting photos of their long-departed ancestors to a new app from MyHeritage and watch in awe as they come to life with smiles, eye movements, and head turns. It's reminding many of the Harry Potter movies when paintings come alive.
Password.
What it does is it gives you this connection with your ancestors, with those people in the images that you see in front of you, in a way that is magical.
Savannah Heckman uploaded a photo of her grandfather, Ben, who died in 1972. Watch it as it comes alive.
Seeing him like move his eyes and even just like smile was absolutely beautiful.
This is one of my great-grandfathers. Let's see what happens here.
Stephen Fabian gave it a try and got to see his great-grandparents.
Whoa. That's wild.
Look how much he looks like his great-grandfather. Lisa Guerrero's mother died when she was just 8 years old.
Oh, wow. Ugh. She's so beautiful.
Seeing her mom come back to life brought her to tears. Deborah was in wonder as a photo of her late mother came to life.
Right there, that's my mom, when she smiled like that.
A true high-tech thing of wonder.
A lot of people are having fun with the MyHeritage Deep Nostalgia app because it's been downloaded 8 million times.
Next, what a hoot. Chrissy Teigen, Hooters waitress, plus...
Beautiful, beautiful.
The TV food host who says eating all that food almost killed him.
Waking up in an operating room, what's going on?
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back. The proper clothes to wear when you get your vaccination.
This is a perfect top to wear.
Next, Inside Edition, how to dress for your shot so you don't have to take off your shirt like Dr. Oz. Is Dolly Parton's cutaway dress the way to go for women? Watch the next Inside Edition.
It was a Hooters-themed birthday party, and Chrissy Teigen nailed it with her costume.
It's Chrissy Teigen dressed as a Hooters waitress. The model threw on the signature white tank top and orange short shorts for her stylist's Hooters-themed birthday bash. Back to My Roots was a hostess at the Hoots. The shorts, they have changed. She writes on Instagram. Hubby John Legend got in on the fun dressed as a Hooters manager. And check out that cake. What a hoot.
And this guy had what many would consider the dream job, touring restaurants, sampling amazing food, and it nearly killed him. After a massive heart attack, the restaurant hunters got a new approach to food.
He eats for a living.
Old school pan pizza here.
Rob Patrone hosted an award-winning TV show called Restaurant Hunter.
Oh, look at that. That just looks beautiful, beautiful.
But Patrone is now revealing all that rich food almost cost him his life. He had a near-fatal heart attack at age 41.
Waking up in an operating room, you know, it's like, what's going on?
Patrone tells Inside Edition the visual demands of his show, food that would look good on TV, often dictated his diet.
That sack of pancakes for brunch, that's going to look prettier. I can pour some syrup on it. It's going to really, you know, stand out.
Patrone was stricken with a heart attack at home. His wife, Christy, says she'll never forget that day.
The cardiologist said his heart has already stopped twice. We've had to shock him back to life.
Patrone details his brush with death in an article in the Washington Post headlined, "Food was my life until a heart attack at 41 almost killed me." He says his experience has completely changed his diet. No red meat, no pork, and only on occasion does he eat cheese.
I eat chicken now, I eat ground turkey, I eat fish.
Patrone, who hosts a podcast called Hot Takes on a Plate, says he now has one recurring thought when it comes to food.
I see something, I go, if I eat this, what's going to happen?
Rob says he doesn't think any food should be completely off the table. He thinks it's all about moderation. Treat time trick next. Finally today, one treat just isn't enough.
These dogs line up in a row to get their treats. But this guy has got the system all figured out. Three treats in total. Good job.
Pretty clever. That's Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you. about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.